Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He always wanted to be here. Like, I've talked to him so many times about wanting to bring Cleveland a championship. He just reached a frustration level at the end of last season that I think overtook him, and then I think he also got some bad advice. But I think his baseline is he wanted to be here, and he wanted to win championships. So I don't think it was a big begrudgingly, oh, I'm going to take the $160 million.
Yeah.
And if he really didn't want to be here, I don't think you would see him playing at the level and with the intensity and the effort that he is for a team that was 2-8 going into yesterday.
Oh, it's Scott Petrak with us just moments ago talking about Myles Garrett. And Myles took a while to get a sack yesterday. And Scott mentioned that. You know, Browns are getting sacks like crazy. Myles hadn't had one. And then boom, 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 got three. And that pushes his total at 18 on the season. And as Jeff just said, we mentioned earlier in the show, unofficial all-time leader for sacks in a season. Michael Strahan, T.J. Watt, 22.5. J.J. Watt, two behind that. There are actually, I think, nine guys who have had 20 in a season. Strahan, T.J. Watt, Jared Allen, Gastineau, Justin Houston, Chris Dolman, Reggie White, Aaron Donald, LT, and J.J. Watt.
Man, what a list.
Yeah. That's a big-time list.
That's right?
That absolutely
it's a Canton list.
Yeah. And Derek Thomas and DeMarcus Ware. So pass rushers earn money and get into the Hall of Fame.
Nothing wrong with that.
You think Myles is happy here?
No, I don't. I actually don't. I don't think he's thrilled. I think he's frustrated either. I mean, he's pretty much even keel in all of his press conferences, but you just.
I give him credit for speaking after every game.
Yeah.
He makes himself available. He's a straight shooter. I hope he's happy here because I want him to be one of those players, Andy, who is a one team guy.
Well, the contract looks that way unless he just says, I'm done. You know, I don't want to play here anymore and let's move on. I mean, Baker did that, right? It's the last player we saw do that. So it's possible if he wanted to leave, it'd be up to him, though, I would think. I would think it's more on him than it would be on the organization of the team because, I mean, obviously they offered him that contract.
They offered him, and they're certainly willing to pay him. There's no question about that. Brandon is in Parma Heights. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, sir?
So I just had like 2 points. The first point is everybody keeps talking about Shador's screen pass, but did we forget that Dylan Gabriel overthrew Corley for the same screen pass and threw it like into the first row? So it's not that easy.
Okay, I'm not gonna give Shador incredible credit for throwing that pass, but he put it on the money, and Dylan certainly emailed his. He hit send, and it didn't come back.
The second thing I have is, like, when do we stop looking at Kevin Stefanski as, like, this offensive guru who's really good at evaluating quarterbacks? I mean,
I don't know anybody who is looking at him that way, Brandon. Do you?
Stefanski thought Baker Mayfield wasn't good enough to be here.
You're assuming that he made those calls, Brandon.
I don't think that's the assumption. Would have been that they thought, as an organization, that they could do better with Deshaun Watson. Let's not forget, when Deshaun said no, the Browns were ready to go back to Baker, but Baker didn't want to come back here. So, and I get it. I understand the whole, it's business. So,
I mean, but at some point you have to Stefanski calling plays has only had 3 games in the last 2 years over 17 points.
Well, he didn't plays yesterday.
Last year. The only games we scored over 17 points was when Dorsey was calling the offense. So, like, I think everybody's overlooking Stefanski as part of the problem.
I don't think everybody is, actually, Brandon. I think Kevin's caught a lot of heat. And I think that if they don't win more games going out, then there might be a change, because that's the way the NFL works, and there might be a change in the front office. And if there isn't, that might tell you all you need to know about why Deshaun Watson's here.
Fair enough. I think that there people want to apply their own theory and make it truth sometimes. And sometimes we do the same thing, I think. Although we always come out and say, well, this could, or maybe, or we always have. But the problems that I have are when people just apply their own thought process with no merit and just assume it's the truth. I hate getting those conversations.
Hey, you know, bottom line is Kevin has had success here. He's also had a lack of success here. And inconsistency will sometimes get you canned in the NFL. So let's see what happens with the rest of this year and what happens in the offseason. Joe's in Parma. Hello, Joe. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
I appreciate you guys taking my call. I'm a longtime fan here. I'm actually a UPS driver, so I listen to you guys like all day long.
But, awesome. Thank you. You deliver, yeah, my course. Friend. You deliver. Thank you.
Yeah, why do
you guys always
right
park
now,
on
actually,
the street?
As I speak.
By the way.
Yeah, explain to them why it's safer for you guys to park
why
on the street.
Why is it safer for you guys to park on streets?
I don't know. Less traffic inside of, you know, little small parking lots can get hit by cars and things like that.
And you don't have to drive backwards, right?
Yeah, true that. Couple quick points right here. Kind of to go based off of what you just said a second ago. I think Kevin Stefanski has made more bad things happen than good. I'm a huge Sanders fan. I loved how he played yesterday. I think that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He's not getting enough credit to the point where he should have had at least two, if not three touchdowns yesterday. I love the play calling with Judkins in the backfield, calling the snaps. And he scored two touchdowns off of it. Do I think that Sanders could have scored those touchdowns? 100%. Again, I think Judy is a entitled crybaby who made a terrible play yesterday. I mean, it was an amazing throw. I think Sanders is the truth, though. I think that he's going to do great things, and we need to give him more time.
Fair enough. I think that's a lot of us are saying the same thing.
Thanks, Joe.
Let's see more. Let's see more.
I want to see more. I do. I also want to see more of Dylan Gabriel. I do.
But I'm okay. I want to see more Sanders.
But not right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I had to pick one or the other to start against San Francisco, it would clearly be Shedeur Sanders, and I will be stunned.
I'll say that.
I'll be stunned if he doesn't.
And
I think it would be the wrong call, by the way.
I also think the people that are trying to rip Kevin for not playing Shedeur, the fact that he played Shedeur this week over Bailey Zappe says something, doesn't it? He could have easily gone to Bailey Zappe this week. He said, I'm going to go with a guy who's got more experience. He could have. But he didn't. So I think maybe, I again... We write what we think sometimes and may not necessarily let facts get in the way. Not that I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, that's my thought. My thought is if he really didn't like Shedeur the way that I hear some people talk about it, then Bailey Zappe would have started yesterday. I believe that.
Well, he started here before.
True.
Last game of last year. Jim's in Rocky River. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, Phelps, I don't understand why you want to see more of Dylan Gabriel. I mean, if it, do you have some sort of, like, marketing agreement or, like,
I do, actually. I'm getting a cut, so I want him to, do as much as you possibly can.
He's trying to start a men's store called Gabriel's Sister.
I'm just the radioactive 1927 equal time for Dylan Gabriel.
My only thought is this, Jim. They liked him better on draft day. So there must be some things that they like about him. I'm just not ready to throw the guy to the curb. That said, I would certainly start Shador on Sunday.
Yeah, and they, you know, the people that drafted Gabriel do not have, you know, a ton of credibility. So, I mean,
I would agree with that, except for one thing. All I keep hearing are, boy, what a great draft by Andrew Berry. You got Mason Graham and Carson Schlesinger and Quinshon Judkins.
Every one of
Dylan Sampson and Harold Fannin.
They've all seen time and they've all probably graded.
A blind squirrel finds a nut someday. So anyway, on to Judy. Judy.
Including Shador. He drafted Shador. Nobody else did?
No, he didn't. That was Jimmy. Jimmy hasn't made a call that said draft.
It might have been.
It was. Let's be honest.
So Jimmy gave us Deshaun and he gave us Shador. There you go.
Yeah, so thanks, Jimmy. Anyway, Judy should be cut, or at the very least, relegated to the practice squad. My son, my 10-year-old son, has a Judy jersey that I actually forbid him to wear until he has a good game.
Oh, that's great parenting.
After that play,
great parenting, yes.
I went out and I burned that jersey.
Even better parenting, yes. Good job. Excellent.
You know, I only had four beers during that game. It wasn't a big deal.
Did he cry?
He didn't even notice.
But did you even show it? You didn't make him come out and watch you burn the jersey, did you?
Of course not. No, he was up at his bedroom window. He was grounded for something he did earlier. So.
Sounds like we got some parenting things going on here, Jim.
That's all I got, fellas.
All right, Jim. Thank you very much.
Keep your kids away from Jim.
Joe's in a car. Hello, Joe.
Joe!
I'm in. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what. I'm backing up that guy who just was on. Jerry Judy is the most clumsy, haphazard receiver I've ever seen. My friends were making fun of me when we acquired him after he was playing at Denver. But he is terrible. Now, he didn't get any passes in the second half, did he?
He had one reception for the entire day. I don't know. Do you know his targets off the top of your head?
No, I don't know it off the top of my head. He had one catch for the 39 yards in the first half.
Yep.
I mean, he's comical, and I don't know why they stay with him. And Berry has had a very good draft. But there were how many seasons when he was terrible? And one thing,
all those years he didn't have first-round draft picks makes it a little tough to have a good draft, too. I'm not sticking up for him, but I'm also saying when you rip away your first overall pick for three straight years, odds are you're not going to get looked at as the greatest guy to build a team through a draft.
Well, that is true. But he doesn't have a great record with receivers, and Judy is an example of that.
Three targets for Jerry Judy.
Three is the magic number. Thank you.
One catch. Yeah. All right, Joe, thank you very much. Look, when the Browns traded for Jerry Judy, I caught grief because I said, Jerry's a solid NFL wide receiver. I made sure that I mentioned to everybody, he's not a number one big time wide receiver. Remember all the grief I took?
Yes, you did take a lot of grief.
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
Ah.
That's fair, isn't it?
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.